This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday, and it's going to be an outstanding Thursday. I'm so freaking excited. I've lost my mind.
Here's why. One, Clay Martin's coming on in like 45 minutes from now. Green Beret, survivalist type. He's going to give us all kinds of nitty-gritty info on militias and stuff like that. It's going to be way cool. We'll probably get in trouble for it. It'll be awesome. Two, we are going to open. I'm going to get to this New York story and the evil people who run this nation here in just a moment. But we're going to discuss Trump's problems, Trump's legal problems, and my frustration with why the GOP is not defending him in the appropriate way, not responding in kind. I'll explain what I mean. I'll probably get to that 10 minutes from now. But we have, well, Bud Light's still in trouble. Russia, Ukraine, Jeffrey Epstein meeting with Obama officials. That's interesting. The Marine Corps, my beloved Marine Corps, continues to go down in flames. A bunch of emails, all that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Two other things. Tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours are your questions. Ask me anything. Whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Email it in now. We will take 3 hours. It doesn't have to be political. Be whatever you want it to be. But email it in now. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to the Trump stuff, before we get to any of that, I was reminiscing is not the word I'm looking for. Thinking is probably just a more simple way to put it. I was thinking about the country we used to have. And the reason I didn't want to use the word reminiscing is I don't want to act like I was sitting there thinking, oh, America was so perfect my whole life. It was all Sour Patch Kids raining from the skies and roses in the streets, and it was perfect. So it's not that I was doing that, but I was thinking about how we had a country for most of my life that at least pretended to be respectable and anything other than evil. But last night, I've been tracking this New York City subway case where this Marine chokes out some violent maniac who's been arrested over 40 times, threatening women and kids. He chokes him out. The guy dies. And I saw Ayanna Pressley claiming he was lynched, not making that up. I saw AOC come out and say he was murdered. He was murdered. This guy was murdered. I saw the governor, freaking governor, Kathy Hochul.
Do I acknowledge how horrific it was to view a video of Jordan Neely being killed for being a passenger on our subway trains. And so our hearts.
Being killed for being a passenger. And here's what happened. As I'm looking at all this stuff laid out in front of me, I'm thinking about how evil our system is and how evil so many of the people in charge are. And I was just trying to understand that mentality, because already this is happening nationwide. This is way beyond New York City already. Protests are beginning. Jordan Neely is being deified the same way George Floyd was deified. Career criminal George Floyd, and they have monuments of him. You can go to New York City and visit a monument of George Floyd. He wasn't even in New York City. They made the guy into a martyr. And I was just kind of processing what we were versus what we are now. And it occurs to me, we've talked about this in different ways before, but it really does occur to me that these people, they are so devoid of soul, of anything human inside of them, that it makes it, honestly, impossible for you or I to relate to how they look at the world. And this is what I mean. It's a great example of it. If there was, walking in front of you right now on the sidewalk, a little old lady with a purse. She's got a purse over her shoulder. And little old lady's walking down the sidewalk, just an adorable old lady, and trips and falls, eats it right there. You're probably cringing even thinking about watching that, right? oh no, I hope she's okay. I hope she didn't break her bones. Let alone if she did that right in front of you, what would you do? Instantly, your heart, your heart would go out to her. You would probably, hopefully you would run right up to her. Men, hopefully you would run up and pick her up. And not only that, you would be picking up her stuff for, oh my goodness, your purse, all your stuff fell out. Are you okay? Do I need to get you medical attention? And I'm not even, look, it's not like I'm a saint. I'm a horrible person. I would do that. Of course. My goodness, help her. Help me. Instantly, you would have a heart for her. But it occurs to me that the people who run this nation, they would look at that old woman and all they would see would be the wallet on the ground they can pick up and take off with. They wouldn't even really register that there was an old woman who fell or was injured. I mean, they would realize that that had happened, but everything that happens, murder, mayhem, disaster, everything in life is just an opportunity to reward your friends, crush your enemies, seize power. We really do have the sickest people, the most despicable people who have ever lived. Those are the people who run us now. Speaking of AOC, to come out and call it murder, you don't have any facts. You don't have anything. They're already ginning up protests for this guy, our new patron saint. You don't know anything, but you call it murder. So why would you do that? Does she believe it's actual murder? No. She saw the little old lady trip and fall, and she saw an opportunity. Hey, man, there's a wallet there. Hey, some drugged out violent nutball got choked out on the subway. She doesn't have some heart for him. Oh, this, the poor homeless. Or they'll make it racial too. Oh, the poor black man. These thoughts have never crossed her mind. They don't even go into her head. She sees that old lady down. She sees that dude dead on the subway. And without a second thought, it's about power. It's about power. Crushing your enemies. Rewarding your friends. These people are so subhuman that we can try, and we always will try, until the day they kick me off the air, we will try to understand their mindset and how they think, but we will never be able to totally relate to these people in the same way you or I couldn't relate to a crocodile and how it thinks when an antelope is crossing the river. It really is. They are that separated from us as human beings. These are sick people. Ayanna Pressley claims Jordan Neely was lynched. Can't make that up. Lynched. We're already using words like this. Lynched. That's not a bad person. That's not a wrong person. That's an evil person. We have talked a lot on the show before about that. And you know I don't preach to you. Never have, never will, not qualified to do so. Your beliefs are your beliefs. Be an atheist for all I care, not my business. But it's important for you to understand that we are dealing with evil forces. We are. Human beings, they're not capable. They're not capable of being this evil. Demons are, though. Look at any historical atrocity you can think of. And if you actually dig into the details of it, the Pétest experiments, the Holocaust, the things like this, and you look at the things people were doing to other people, that is not something a human is capable of. There is evil in this world, evil spiritual forces. And that's who these people are. And that is why, honestly, some days it's disheartening, but most days it just fires me up. It fires me up and gets me ready for what's to come. Because we cannot afford to lose to these people. These people have so many plans for you, for me, for your family, for this nation, and they're all evil and horrible. And so you need a day off every now and then? Totally get that. Take a day off. I'm the one that tells you to put your phone down on the weekends, enjoy your family, your community, and everything else that goes with it. I get it. I totally get it. But you and I, We don't have the option of quitting. The option is not there. We have one option. There's not an option two. We fight. We fight until we're done. Till the day the good Lord puts us down. Then it's up to the kids to take it up afterwards. Period. All right? Speaking of fighting, Donald Trump is in serious trouble. We're going to have Julie Kelly on next hour to elaborate on some of this, but I'm going to talk to you about why I don't think people realize how much trouble he's in next.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, wishing everybody a very merry on this Thursday. And do I need to remind you that tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo? That, Chris, that's Mexican for the 5th of May. And so we will be celebrating as we do every year here on the Jesse Kelly Show. I am going to wear a sombrero. We are going to play wonderful mariachi music on the show. I'm probably going to, look, I might dip into some serious Spanish tomorrow, as I do from time to time. Yeah, I will, Chris. I'll dip into some serious Spanish. So look, if you're not bilingual like me, you may struggle with tomorrow's show. I may do the uno, dos, tres thing. It's going to be heavy. It's going to be a lot. To just get ready for a Jesse Kelly Show Mexican version tomorrow as we celebrate a wonderful holiday. And it really is a wonderful holiday. Who doesn't love Cinco de Mayo? I mean, I guess everyone maybe doesn't do it the same way we do it in Texas. Everyone celebrates Cinco de Mayo. Everybody. Everyone will be out tonight or tomorrow night. Live music. It'll be great. It'll be great. I'm going to eat so much food. Gosh, I love Mexican food. All right, let's talk about the end of our country. Let's do a quick transition here. Now, seriously, I'm going to have Julie Kelly on about halfway through next hour. She's going to be discussing this in more detail than I will. But I'm going to simply say this, because it's a couple headlines from today. Trump wants to move the Alvin Bragg hush money case to a federal court. And there's another headline. Ex-Proud Boys leader Tario guilty of January 6th sedition plot. Now, maybe when I bring up Proud Boys, you don't know who they are, or you roll your eyes, or you scoff. Oh, the Proud Boys. Well, let me just tell you this. What the federal government, what the Department of Justice has done to these men, to the January Sixers, it is positively frightening. And the more you go into the detail of it, the more you cover people like Julie Kelly, the more you cover their work, because she's been covering the trials and the actions of the judges and who the jurors were and things like that, the more detail you go into it, it is, we are the Soviet Union. We are. We have political prisoners in this nation. We have taken people who sauntered into the Capitol, and some of these guys are going away for two decades. Some of these guys won't see their kids again except through the prison glass for two or three decades. Some of them killed themselves. Some of them have lost spouses, girlfriends, boyfriends. And this was all done by the federal government, the DOJ, and the FBI. This was all done as an intimidation tactic against you. Remember, there was never an attempted insurrection, ever. I'm not defending storming the Capitol, but there was never an attempted insurrection, because you don't have an insurrection without any weapons. To this day, nobody has had a weapon. None of these guys, nobody. Nobody had weapons on them. You don't overthrow the government without weapons. Weapons are fairly key if you want to cook off an insurrection. Please don't do that, by the way. But this was never an insurrection. You could argue it was trespassing. You could argue it was wrong. You could argue a bunch of different things. You cannot possibly argue anyone there is guilty of seditious conspiracy. That's treason. That's a capital offense, can be. And yet the federal government is rounding these people up. Not only are they rounding these people up, throwing the book at them and sending them away, they've openly bragged that that's what they're doing, and they've announced publicly their intention to do it some more. Remember, they've arrested 1,000 of these people
They've announced they intend to go after 1,000 more of them. Why do you think that is? Do you think they think it was an insurrection? Of course they know it isn't. They are out to silence you the way every single horrible, murderous, evil, secret state police agency ever has done. The goal is to make you and I too afraid to speak, too afraid to point out corruption, too afraid to step up and actually do that. What is that lame saying journalists use all the time? Gosh, I hate it, and I'm about to use it. I'm going to hate myself. Speaking truth to power. Isn't that so lame? But it's true. It's true. That's what they want. They want us all afraid. They want us all silenced. And maybe I still haven't convinced you this applies to you, that it's coming for you. Well, would it wake you up to realize it's coming for Donald Trump? There's a special counsel out there, a special prosecutor. We all talk about Alvin Bragg because Alvin Bragg was the first one to indict Donald Trump. And he's in enough trouble there. We haven't talked about Jack Smith, the special counsel. You see, when Jack Smith indicts Donald Trump, and he will, Donald Trump is going to be indicted in the very same court system that has been taking people who are pretty much innocent and destroying their lives. That's what the system has done to some Proud Boys. You don't even know their names. I do, but you don't even know who they are. You don't know their names. What do you think they're going to do to Donald Trump? You think they're going to be easier on Donald Trump or lighter on Donald Trump? And again, it's something that drives me crazy. The politicians on the right, the pundits on the right, I feel like they don't think it's real what's coming. I feel like they're not taking it seriously just because all the charges are ridiculous. Of course the charges are ridiculous. We're in a banana republic now. Banana republics throw people in dark holes for ridiculous charges. That's the nation we have now. And it's coming. And maybe you hate Trump. I get that. A lot of people dislike Trump now. I get that. He's lost some support. I get that. Set that hatred aside. This applies to you. If they can do it to him, and they will, what can they do to you? What can they do to me? What will they do? Oh, everything they can. You bet they will. All right. We have more. We have Clay Martin, though, more importantly, next. He's going to tell us how to survive. Green Beret's about to give us some pointers. That sound like fun? It's going to be fun. Before we get to Clay, let's get to your garbage cell phone company. Because you know what my watch says? My watch tells me it's April. It is April, right, Chris? I do have that right. All it says is the day on there. Oh, is it May? It's, dang it, that didn't work. Oh, well, that's even better. It's May. That means next month's June. Guess what June is? Pride Month. Guess what Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, guess what ad campaigns they're going to be running with your money? Did you pay your Verizon bill last month? You're going to see the fruits of your labor all over the television set next month. I'm not. I switched to Pure Talk. I switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk. Pure Talk loves me, loves my values, loves my country. They've saved me a fortune. I don't ever have to worry about my money going to garbage. My money goes to veteran suicides. Pure Talk. Switch. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. #250. Say Jesse Kelly. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and music like that can only mean one thing. That means my friend Clay Martin is joining us now. Former Marine Scout Sniper, Marine Recon, Green Beret for 10,000 years, and now somehow he's a world-famous author. His latest book, The Wrath of Wendigo, is a fictional story about some veterans who have decided this country has gone way too far and they want to right some wrongs. But that's actually not why I'm having Clay on tonight. Clay, before we get into anything else, and there's a lot to get into, I was trying to explain what you have explained last night about communication with your neighbors and neighborhood as being part of this well-regulated militia people talk about.
Yeah, so you know, this is the thing that people miss, and I think it has a lot to do with the rap militias have gotten, especially in the early 90s. The militia was always intended to actually be, you know, everyone. In fact, according to, you know, Title 10 U.S. federal law, it is every male between the ages of 17 and 45. that wishes to be in the militia, regardless of their other status. It can actually be previously been a member of, like, the real armed forces. So yeah, it's a weird concept, but I actually researched that for Prairie Fire to make sure that I was right. But yeah, it definitely puts a different perspective on what is the militia.
Clay, you give some warnings to people, and I was bringing you up last night because someone wrote in and asked, hey, should we start forming militias? Should we start training with friends and family and neighbors and neighborhoods? Is it legal? What should I do? What shouldn't I do? And you obviously wrote a book about this kind of thing with some warnings in there, and I'll let you do the talking.
Right. Well, it's definitely a very weird situation. Again, because of a lot of the bad things that have happened with militias, especially against this, the early 90s, there's been some really bad stuff, like the Michigan militia shooting up some state troopers at one point. There was that weird secession of a trailer park in Texas back in the early 90s, some crazy stuff like that. So to me, yes, it does attract, when you use the M word, the bad M word, it does tend to attract or has attracted in the past a lot of the crazies, like the legitimate crazies. And that's why also in my book, what I'm talking about, yes, I feel like we're probably at a time where we need to start doing that. But there's three things that you need to avoid right off the bat. Anybody that says they want to make bombs needs to go away right now, like without question. They are either a Fed or they're going to get you in trouble with the Feds. Anybody that says they want to make machine guns, illegal machine guns or illegal suppressors, same thing. And then anybody that wants to kidnap the governor of the state that you're in, that's all those are bad signs. And you should get rid of that person. They're not going to be good, healthy for your cause.
Clay, by the way, I might as well let you plug away at the thing because it really is such an outstanding book. All of them are. But what's the book where you lay this out for people? Clear instructions for normal people and things they can do to prepare.
This was all laid out in Prairie Fire. There's actually a template for building what I would consider a militia that's not a bunch of weirdos right in the front part of that. Because again, that's a necessity that I kind of saw those years ago. This is a word that we need to take back. And it is, we do need to form our little, you know, defensive groups, and militia just happens to be the right word. Now, we don't want to be associated in many ways with the other connotations of that. From a legal perspective, it is absolutely safe to do. It is absolutely, you actually are already part of the, what they consider unorganized militia just by existing if you're a man between those ages. And two, especially as U.S. power erodes, which we saw a lot, you know, over the last few years in the summer of love, you can't do these things alone. You have to have friends. It's just impossible to carry that weight by yourself. And for that matter, I mean, you could consider what the Antifa, especially the Black Bloc, is a militia. They have the John Brown gun clubs over on that side, which are a militia. So it only makes sense to meet, you know, force with force in the context of building a parallel system.
Speaking with Clay Martin, Green Beret, now world famous author like yours truly, Clay, even though my first book isn't even out yet. All right, quit. What about the normal guy, the normal girl right now listening, and they're saying, okay, all that sounds good, but I'm not a friggin' Green Beret. I wasn't a Marine Scout Sniper, so I can't be any part of a militia. I don't know anything about anything. I'm not Clay Martin. What do you say to that person?
I say that a lot of our skills are very undervalued. And almost everyone has some kind of veteran in their group, friends or family somewhere that did some stuff. And this is another thing that I lay out very well in Prairie Fire. You know, people think you have to be, you know, a SEAL Team 17 counter and all this other nonsense in order to have. That is absolutely not true. If you're lucky enough to have a Spec 4 or Corporal Grunt that did one tour, and you've got a guy that knows more about tactical stuff and being in the woods and organizing things than you could ever dream. In fact, the only difference I've ever told you there between special operations tactics and infantry tactics?
No.
The difference is special operations tactics are the same ones executed by, you know, 12 E7s or gunnery sergeants that have been in for 15 years. That's it. It's all the same stuff. You know, people think I'm crazy myself. We used to go to the range as an operational attachment alpha and practice, you know, clearing trench lines and sitting in claymore. All the stuff. It's all the same stuff. There is no advanced ninja tactics. None. So there is someone undoubtedly in your group that you can lean on. And you make your little group, find that person that has that value, whatever they were, an MP, whatever, and use up all the knowledge they have. You know, if you exceed that, there are places out there that will train you. There's a few places that specialize in these types of things. Or just being organized and working together. You know this from being, especially like a young grower, you're like a primate. All right. People that have never worked together at all before, they suck at working together.
Yep.
However, if you work together a little bit, you're still going to get so far ahead of where you would be otherwise by doing nothing. That it's an incredible value.
Yep. Working together is an underrated skill, an underdeveloped skill, I guess I should say.
It's not
something that comes naturally to a lot of people. Okay, Clay, setting all this stuff aside, the state of our current military saddens me. I've never in my entire life, even when I was fresh back from Iraq, none of my buddies would openly tell me that they won't allow their kids to join, or my kids not joining.
Right.
Now, I don't know a single friend who will allow their kids to join. The veteran friends I know are so disillusioned and so disheartened, and it bums me out, brother.
Oh, me too. It's heartbreaking. I caught some flack for saying that myself in public spheres, but you know, I can't believe that we've come to a point where the morals are so bad that I don't want my children to know that those things exist that are commonly, you know, now flaunted by the military. You know, the Navy's recruiting campaign this week where they've hired a digital, what do they call it? A digital influencer drag queen to be their face of recruitment. I'm like, is this real life? Is this where we grew up? But it is staggering how far things have fallen just in 2 or 3 years. But it's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying. And you know, being somebody that retired about 5 to 10 years before I should have, and still having friends on the inside, they tell me that it is worse, the things that you can't see happening, than what we see as civilians now through just the you know, the lens they show us.
Yep, that's the exact same thing that my friends still in tell me. That is freaking disheartening. He is Clay Martin. His newest fiction book is Wrath of Wendigo. If you want that how-to manual, that is Prairie Fire, available anywhere books are sold. Clay, I appreciate you, my brother. Semper Fi.
Hey, thanks, Jesse. Semper Fi.
Now, look, when you talk about getting to know your neighbors, who has what? Who has what equipment? What's your communication equipment like? If something bad goes bad, what if Antifa Black Bloc comes storming in the bottom floor of your apartment? How many people in your apartment building can you get a hold of? How are you going to get a hold of them? Where are you going? What's the location? Where are you going to? These kinds of basics, these are things that we don't want to think about because it sounds paranoid, right? What are you, some kind of prepper? It's time to start doing some basic preparation. All of us, all right? All right. Now, speaking of the military, let's talk about where our tax funds go really quickly. You want to talk about that? Because it's not great. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I know I'm normally happy, and I am happy that tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now. Remember, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. You've been killing it with the questions lately. I'm also happy about this.
So get this. You know, the book that I was writing that we've been telling you about, once or twice on the show I brought it up. That's all I can think of. Anyway, the Anti-Communist Manifesto. So, you know, I don't like to write. I actually hate to write. I despise it. If you told me I had to sit down and talk for 3 hours, obviously I do that every day. I get excited on the way to work. I get to come screw off with you all day long at work. Who gets to do this for a living? But if you were to tell me I had to sit down and write 1,000 words, 1,000-word article, that's a pretty standard online article you read, I would get that feeling like you get in the pit of your stomach before you have to give a speech in front of people or compete in athletic events or something that makes you extremely uncomfortable. That's how I get writing. I didn't want to write. I always said I wouldn't write a book. A guy that I'm partners with has tried to get me to write one. You got to write one. Simon and Schuster, the big publisher, they reached out to me like 5 years ago. Please write a book. We want you to write a book. Write a book for us. The publisher's asking me to write a book. And I was all, no. No, nope, not interested. No, thank you. I appreciate it. No. Finally, I didn't come up with the idea. my business partner came up with the idea, and he said, hey, I have an idea for a book. And I've blown him off on this 10,000 times. He says, I have an idea for a book. And I said, dude, I already said no. I don't like to write. I'm not writing a book. He said, what if you wrote the Anti-Communist Manifesto? And I was, oh, yes, I will do that. So I don't know that I will ever write another one. I will be honest with you. I do not like it. I don't know why. It's not my thing. But I wrote it, and it's good. I'll be honest. It's good. You're probably not supposed to say that, but I can say that. The Oracle can say that, Chris. It's good. It's every single chapter deals with a different part of American communism, the history of it, what we do about it, what's going on, the connection to communism itself. It's good. And you can get it, by the way, you can pre-order it at jessekellybook.com. But anyway, I say all that to tell you this. I got my copies today because they send out early copies to the author. I think I'm supposed to do something with these, Chris, like send these out to, I'm supposed to send these to people? Who am I supposed to send them to? Probably other shows. I bet I'm supposed to, I'm not doing all that. They have to do all that. I'm not, oh, that sounds crappy. Anyway, I finally got a physical copy in my hands. It's really cool. The cover looks really cool. It's all black with the gray letters. And I didn't do the stupid undertitle thing where it's like America. And then the subtitle was Fighting for Freedom and Why It's the Best Thing I've Ever Done. All it says on the cover is the Anti-Communist Manifesto. And it has a big hammer and sickle with a slash through it. And then it says Jesse Kelly at the bottom. It's awesome. And it almost feels like leather, even though it's not. It's real textured. It's freaking sweet. So I'm excited. What, Chris? What? I don't know sign language, Chris. What's that? Are you guys getting books? Yeah, they sent me 50 of them. I'll bring a couple in. I'll be honest. I meant to bring in my copy today and I forgot that one. So I'll try to bring you guys some copies in tomorrow. I'll handle it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So that's good news. The bad news is, you know how we have probably for a month or two now, we've been on a campaign for good here in the Jesse Kelly Show. We've been campaigning against the word literally. We've been on essentially a death campaign trying to kill it. I like to think of you and I, or is it you and me? I don't know. I'm not an author. I'd like to think of us as a death squad, really. We're a word death squad is what we are. And look, we've made strides. All right. As many people have emailed in and said, Jesse, I'm now yelling at my daughter about it. I'm yelling at my husband about it. Jesse, I had to tell my mom about it the other day. So we are out there being the word death squad that we should be. But clearly, word has not gotten to Dome.
The work is just literally about understanding the value of that small business to that community, culturally.
I can't even let her go on. What did that word add to that sentence? Tell me.
The work is just literally about understanding.
The work is literally about. Does that in any way change the sentence from the work is about? In any way. It doesn't. So clearly, fellow word death squatters, we haven't done enough to kill the word literally in this nation. We must continue to spread the word. It is our job to be evangelists. Well, you probably won't want to call yourself an evangelist when we're trying to kill a word, but something darker than that, a dark evangelist. Is dark evangelism a thing, Chris? Well, I don't know. I don't know. Either way, what's important for you is this. Before we go into where our taxpayer money is going, and before we go into where is Joe Biden? Have you wondered where he is? Even the media wants to know where he is. Where is he? More importantly, why is he gone? We're going to get into all that. Before we get into any of that, I want to get into something a lot more important, than the country and words and everything else. I want to talk about your sheets. You see, they're not good, right? You have been procrastinating getting your Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. And I get that. Money doesn't grow on trees, so we don't like to run out and spend money here and spend money there. Jesse, I don't want to buy them. I know they're the best sheets ever because you're so smart. You'd never lie to me. I know that's what you're saying to yourself every time I bring that up. I know that's true. But Giza Dream sheets are at their lowest price ever right now. So I don't want to hear any more excuses. All right. No more excuses. You can get them as low as $29.98 right now. Multiple colors, multiple styles, multiple sizes. Go get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets. Why? Because they're so soft and they're breathable. I don't freaking sweat. I'm so tired of sweating at night. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call 800-845-0544. Okay? All right. Now, we've had to talk before. It's never a great talk, but we've had to talk about where our taxpayer money goes and how we fund, you fund, and I fund with our tax money our enemies, because they have so ingrained themselves in the government that we fund the people who hate us. We fund the things that are against us. It's such a bizarre place to be as a nation. Yet that's where we are. You ready for this one? This is a doozy here. Taxpayer-funded Planned Parenthood LGBTQ Youth Club promotes National Masturbation Month. Okay, there's so much to vomit over in the course of that title that I'm not even going to read it a second time. In fact, I feel like I need a shower just from reading it once. But I can't get past the words taxpayer funded. How did we get to a place? How did the Democrats rickroll us badly enough that they now take our money and use it against us routinely? It's wild. All right. Now, where is Joe Biden? Even the media is asking. But the more important question is why he's disappeared. Let's talk about that next.
This is an iHeart podcast.